The Kusanaba Vocational Institute, located in the Boku West district, has become a death trap for students and is at the verge of collapse. The only four-unit classroom block that accommodates second and third-year students could collapse any time, as the roof of the entire building, which is without any ceiling, has virtually ripped off with portions hanging. The situation is posing a serious threat to students who fear the building may cave in any time. Our correspondent Isaac Asari visited the school and filed this report.
Apart from the collapsed roofing, the building has also developed deep cracks with the doors and windows almost falling off. The school is saddled with lack of classroom furniture as well as inadequate learning materials. The school's dining hall, which is also in a deplorable state, lacks tables and chairs, with its doors and windows completely off. The collapsed ceiling of the dining hall has eventually created a breeding ground for bats, thus compelling students to take their meals outside the hall. Sharing his frustration, the principal of the school, Edmund Atiga Abanga, said though the roofing of the main classroom block collapsed a long time ago, authorities seem helpless as a number of requests to government for support have yielded no results.
Kusanaba Vocational School is bedeviled with so many problems. First, we don't have classroom. The only classroom that we have is the four-unit classroom block, which is deteriorated very seriously and is at a deplorable state. It's not like a death trap because all the ceilings are caving in. And secondly, we don't have enough dormitory for the guests. They are all crowded in one dormitory, which is risky. If there's any disaster, we don't know what will happen. So the guests need more accommodation. Because of that, we are not able to admit more girls and then allow them to go away. We cut the admission because we don't have accommodation for the girls. And thirdly, the same thing. The boys is also the same. We don't have enough accommodation for the students. When you get to the dining hall, we don't have furniture for the dining hall. And the dining hall itself is infested with vampire bats. It's very bad. There's no window, there's no ceiling. And the center manager must say, I have no office. My office is infested with vampire bats. You can't even sit there. And the whole ceiling is caving in. It's a very bad situation we have. And we don't have a means of transport. If any student is sick seriously in the night, we don't know where we'll be able to send the student to the district hospital, which is 12 miles away from the school.
Mr. Abanga said if urgent steps are not taken, the school will be forced to close down as the number of students keeps dwindling due to dilapidated structures.
Authorities that they should come to our aid, because if they don't come to our aid, it will reach a time that we have to close the school down because we will have no inner classroom.